Salam salam from BA. This is the Rorschach Ethiopia update from the 24th of March 2022. A quick summary of what's going down in Ethiopia. It's been a whole month since the war in Ukraine started, and the international community has been paying attention to what's going on there. Some citizens are expressing their support for Ukraine, while others for Russia. Last week, the Ukraine embassy released a statement on Facebook saying that it appreciates the support and solidarity of Ethiopians. The embassy also said that once the war subsides, it will draw a lottery to give visas to Ethiopian supporters to enter the embattled state for free. The Facebook post also featured names of 38 citizens that actively supported the embassy on the platform. A few weeks ago, Russia's embassy also issued a similar statement, saying that it gets hundreds of letters and messages of support from the Ethiopian people. The statement was controversial because it said Russia was fighting against Nazism, to which the Poland and German embassies replied that Russia's invasion is the only action that resembles Nazi acts. Speaking of controversy, let's talk about what happened between the government and the Ethiopian Orthodox Church Patriarch, His Holiness Father Matthias. The patriarch had expressed his grievances about what was happening to the Tigray people because of the war in northern Ethiopia. On a Tigray Media House internet show, he spoke about the people who were burnt alive and said he hadn't been able to talk about this in the past. The government did not take this lightly. The Minister of Government Communication, Legese Tulu, told German media company DW that what the patriarch said was partial and misinforming. Legese also said that it wasn't clear who had prohibited Father Matthias from speaking to the media, and he accused the patriarch of overlooking the suffering of all the people from the Afar and Amhara region. The government accused the patriarch of siding with the Tigray's People Liberation Front, TPLF, and helping the US push to sanction. Recall that there are US draft bills that have provisions to sanction the Ethiopian government until authorities negotiate with the TPLF, and the conflict in the north subsides. The government said that the patriarch's speech was made in order to put pressure on them and have the US draft bills passed. On Wednesday the 23rd, Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister Demeke Mekonnen talked to the US Special Envoy to the Horn of Africa, Ambassador David Stateville, about the bills. The minister told the ambassador that these bills do not consider the long-lasting friendship of the two nations. Father Matthias wasn't the only one who addressed the conflict in the north. World Health Organization's director, General Tedros Adhanom, who is also from Tigray, said that there is nowhere on earth where the health of millions of people is more under threat than in Tigray. He also said that this conflict will make his family and friends suffer, and that as general director, he is obliged to take care and preserve the health of those in danger. He accused the government of not allowing tons of medical aid to reach the region. The National Disaster and Risk Management Commission Commissioner, Mituku Kasa, denied these allegations and said that the organization's request to transport 95 tons of medicine from the 21st of March to the 20th of April has been granted. Speaking of the conflict in the north, this past weekend, the government introduced a project that will help rebuild the regions most affected by the war and reinstate residents. The project was unveiled by the Ministry of Finance and will cost more than 19 billion birr, which is almost 400 million US dollars. 15 billion birr, or 300 million US dollars, were covered by the World Bank, and the rest by the government. The project will take 5 years to complete, and it will be implemented first in the Tigray, Amhara, Afar, Beshangu-Gumuz, and Western Oromia regions. The project aims to fulfill the urgent needs of people affected by the war, help victims of sexual violence by building centers, and work closely with the Ministry of Women and Social Affairs and rebuild infrastructure. Talking about the north, remember the 35 tons of food that the United Arab Emirates sent to the Tigray region? Well, on Sunday the 20th of March, the UAE sent 30 more tons of food to the capital city of the Tigray region, Mekelle. This food donation will benefit 7,000 people. The Council of Ministers held its fifth regular assembly on Saturday the 19th. One of the topics raised was the military alliance agreement with Turkey. Turkey had supplied drones to the Ethiopian government at the height of the conflict in the north, effectively tipping the balance in favor of the Ethiopian National Defense Forces. The Council deliberated on this and other agreements with the Turkish government and passed them on the House of People's Representatives for ratification. It looks like the 12th grade university entrance examination results are this week's hot topic. The results of these exams are very important because they determine to which universities the students will go to. Throughout the Amhara region, there have been several complaints saying that there are some serious mistakes while correcting the exam papers. Students claim that their results are incorrect because they were far too low. East Gojam's Education Bureau is one of these complainants. The Bureau said in a statement released on Saturday the 19th that only about 16% of the students had made a cut and that this had to be a mistake. The claims were further strengthened when a student from the area went to Addis, lodged a complaint, and had his result dramatically changed from 162 to 647. The Awi Education Bureau also said that it had a similar incident happen. But the complaints didn't stop there. The Forum of University in the Amhara region also sent a letter to the Ministry of Education requesting that the papers be checked again. Also, the Amhara Region Education Bureau sent a letter to the ministry requesting the assignment of universities to be postponed. On Monday the 21st, the Bureau sent some experts in education to the National Educational Assessment and Examinations Agency in Addis to figure out what happened and settle this issue once and for all. We've got great news from the sports scene in Ethiopia. The 2022 World Athletics Indoors Championship was held last week in Belgrade, the capital of Serbia. Ethiopian athletes shine in the tournament, winning 4 gold, 3 silver and 2 bronze medals, topping the medal table ahead of the US and Belgium. Ethiopia earned gold medals in both men and women's in the 1,500 and 3,000 meters run. Ethiopian Airlines has revealed on Wednesday the 23rd that CEO Tewelde Gebremariam has retired due to health issues. Tewelde has served the company for 37 years and has been the CEO of the airline for the past 11 years. During his time as a CEO, Tewelde had won several awards, including Africa's CEO of the Year. The board of directors will vote on a new CEO shortly. If you're a fan of movies and music from Ethiopia, you can vote for your favorite entertainers for the LESA Awards using the link in the show notes. The award ceremony was created by radio show host and actor Bruno Dugafe. It's held annually and recognizes the best across 10 categories, including Best Movie, Best Actor, and Best Album. This year's edition comes 2 years after the last one, as the previous two weren't held because of COVID and the war up north. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. This goes to all of our listeners. It doesn't matter whether you have been listening to us for months or you just found out we existed. We need some feedback on these updates. What do you like about our shows? What would you change? Let us know by emailing us at podcast@rorschach.com or follow us on Instagram or Twitter @RorschachEthiopia. Ciao!